He was standing in front of him on part of Palestine, but he said, while I'm sitting here talking to you, I'm in heaven at the same time. And I just want you to know there have been angels traversing in and out and through this place tonight. All the promise of God in the house is yes and amen according to the word of God. There are answers. Somebody's received already in the service tonight. You don't even know it yet. But your situation or your condition has already been addressed by the moving of the Spirit of God. And in a season and in an experience of worship. Somebody say praise the Lord. Because when you come to the house of God, anything is possible. When you come into a place where the word of God is in its full orbed power, anything is possible tonight. Praise God. And we're just all messed up people. We're all messed up humanity. But we bring our dysfunction and all of our trouble and all of our need into the presence of God because we know that's the place. The government can't fix what's wrong with me. There's not a court in the nation that can fix what's wrong with me. I don't think there's a psychiatrist alive that can do me what I need doing. I think I'm just too far gone in so many areas. But when I came to the house of God and I came into the presence of God, I started getting a cure for everything. And it's not complete yet. I'm not a finished work yet. There's going to come a day when the trump is going to sound and the dead in Christ are going to rise. And we which are alive and remain are going to be gathered up together with him. And in that moment, in that instant of time, Paul says, corruptible becomes incorruptible. Mortal becomes immortal. So if you look around the church tonight and you think there's problems, you don't know the half of it. But we're just a slice of humanity that's made our way to the Statue of Liberty of the church, which is the cross of Calvary. And in that place, God heals us and directs us and informs us and clarifies life and breathes vision into us. And we get what we need to walk another day, another week. We get what we need to take up the mantle of the kingdom of God and say yes to God and accomplish what God has set his church forth to do. He didn't choose perfect people. And outside the blood, there's nobody that's perfect. But when God looks at his people, all of our warts and all of our bobos under the blood and in the spirit, he says, that's my perfect church. And ultimately, we will be. Because that's what God has fashioned us to be and called us to be. My, I love the presence of God in the house right now. Why don't you just reach over and take somebody's hand or lay your hand on somebody and just let the sweetness of God flow from vessel to vessel, from life to life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we love you. We praise you. We magnify you. You're so good, oh God. You're so very, very good, oh God. Ah, we bless your name. We praise your name. We lift you up, oh God. We magnify you, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. Jesus, Jesus, mighty Jesus, we praise you. We lift you, oh God. We magnify you, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to read for a moment tonight, and I'm not going to keep you very long. We've already had thorough and very, very highly textured church here. I feel so good in my spirit. This, what I feel tonight is what people want when they drink Jack Daniels. It doesn't turn out that way. What I'm feeling tonight is what people want when they smoke a joint, or do they call them joints anymore? Now, you can't tell me. We are too old to know what they call them now. And you shouldn't know what they call them now. But anyway, what they're doing when they're trying to self-medicate is they're trying to find what we found and feel what we feel and know what we know. And they wake up in the morning and they're sad because it's gone and they feel bad and they spent too much money. And they might have done things they shouldn't have done. But tonight I'm at a Holy Ghost party and I'm going to wake up in the morning and the day is going to be so beautiful. because of the promise of God. No puke on my clothes, no cigarette smell in my shirt. I don't have to wonder where my wife went or what I did between the place I lost consciousness and when I got home. Have any of you ever gotten home and didn't know how you got there? It's not good. That happens at church sometime, though. People fall out and they haul them home. And we're going to read in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. He's continuing with the armor of God. This morning we talked about having your feet shod in the preparation of the gospel. 6 and 16. Above all, everyone say, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. God bless you. If you love his word as you're seated tonight, let's give him praise and thanks and magnify him. We give you praise, oh God. We magnify you, oh God. And lift you and praise you and thank you for your word. Praise God. And so Paul's teaching us about spiritual warfare, and in doing so, he uses the metaphor of the armor of the pervasive Roman soldier. And everybody in his audience for the last 400 years of Greek rule and for the last 70 years or so of the rule of the Romans recognizes that ubiquitous Roman soldier, or the soldier in full armor on the street. And so as he's teaching, he's using the armor to talk about different areas of the armor of God. He said, I want you to wear the full armor of God, the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. And he begins to tell us, having your loins girt about with truth, wearing the breastplate of righteousness. This morning we talked about having your feet shod in the preparation of the gospel of peace. And here, above all, he says, take up the shield of faith, wherewith you are able to quench most of the fiery darts. No, he said, you're able to quench all of the fiery darts. You shall be able, not you may, or it could turn out okay. Let's just hunker down and see how it works. He said, no, this thing works. This shield works. When you get out in the midst of the battle, he said, I want you to know, if you'll take this shield of faith, it'll quench every fiery dart of the wicked one. The way that that works, the imagery that Paul is using, is that your enemy, the devil, sets fire to an arrow or a dart, and he sends it into your mind, because that's where the battleground is, in your mind. It's all in your mind. Sometimes you don't want to hear it's all in your mind, but it is all in your mind. And the battleground is there. And when Paul's talking about strongholds, he talks about thoughts and imaginations and knowledge, and all of that occurs in your mind. And so here the devil's trying to set a seed in your mind. Goes all the way back to the account of the garden in Genesis. He said, did the Lord really say? And he begins to call in question the word of God and wants to set that on fire in your mind. And then he says, you surely shall not die. And he wants to set that on fire in your mind. But God knows that if you eat of this tree, you'll be like him. And he wants to set that on fire. And God's holding you down, and God doesn't want you to prosper. And God wants to be God and doesn't want you to increase in knowledge and wisdom. And so the woman fell for all of that because she didn't use the shield of faith, and she didn't quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. But you got to have that shield of faith, because the devil is a persistent adversary. He's going to come to you. He wants to destroy your home and your family. He wants to destroy your sanity. He wants to bring you out of your covenant relationship with God. He wants you, by incremental decline, to walk in places that are going to hurt you spiritually. And he's got all the time in the world, and he's very persistent, and here he comes. But your shield of faith never fails. You don't want to get up in the morning without having the full armor on. You want to check your armor every morning, and you want to make sure you have your shield. You don't want to be found naked on the battlefield. That's something you don't want to happen. So the shield of faith, faith is bridge work. Faith is the bridge work between where I am and where God is taking me. I don't have to be able to see all the details. Where a lot of people choke is that they worry about the details. God says it. You see the end of the matter, but you don't understand how you're going to get there. And being human, you begin to calculate all the reasons, all the details as to why this might not work or how it can't be. But that's not the business of faith. The business of faith is there is a bridge. If God said it, there's a bridge between where I'm standing and where God's taking me, and God's going to make it happen. I don't have to worry about the detail. I've got a book full of stories about little boys killing lions and bears and people living through horrendous conditions and coming out on the other side. Water coming up out of a rock. Bread coming down out of the heavens. God being a nightlight for a nation in their exodus out of bondage and out of oppression. And so this is a book of miracles, and this experience is an experience of miracles, and you need to expect miracles in your life. And when you don't see where God is going to take you, you just need to have a voice that says, God said it, God's going to do it, and God will build the bridge work to get me there. Well, praise God. And he may lay it one plank at a time. He may lay the plank while your foot is coming down to the plank. Has anybody ever walked on that bridge before? I don't see how he's going to do it, but I'm going to set my foot on thin air, and I believe God's going to make it happen. Come on, somebody that's been struggling with the call of God in your life tonight, you need to stand up in the middle of it and say, if God says I can walk on water, I can walk on water. Do you believe that tonight? Does anybody believe that tonight? Is there faith in the house? He said, when I come back, will I find faith on the earth? I believe that he will. As long as there's a church, it's going to be somebody that believes God. Faith is the bridge work between what I see and what God sees. Faith is the bridge work between what I think and what God is thinking. Faith is the bridge work between my strength and God's strength. Because God's called me to do things I can't see, and God's called me to do things I can't understand. God's called me to do things I know I don't have the strength to do, but the bridge work of faith is there. And so in the morning, you take up your faith and you say, God said it, I'm going to believe him for it, and we're going to walk in it. And it quenches all the fiery darts, because the devil's going to bring you all the details, and the devil's going to tell you all the reasons why not, and the devil's going to sing you a song that's not like the song of the word of God in your heart, and you just need to shut him down with a shield of faith. You need to sing a song that says, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. I've got a promise from the Father. It'll be all right. Somebody, can you sing that? Can you just stand up and just sing that? It's going to be all right. She's already sung out tonight. She's choking on a peppermint. But it is true. Brother Warren, you sing it a little bit. Somebody sing with him. I believe. I got a promise. I know without a doubt. He's going to bring me out. Come on, God's talking to you right now. No, somebody's going to reach up and grab this. Sing that again. Sing that again. It's going to be all right. I've got a promise from my Father. It'll be all right. I know. He's going to bring me out. I've got a promise. Jesus. It'll be all right. Come on. Now turn to somebody by you, and I want you to sing it to them. Come on. Here's the place. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. I've got a My Jesus, it'll be all right. I know without a doubt. He's God. You're doing beautifully. Come on, does anybody know that? Do you know it's going to be? I know there's somebody worried in the house tonight, but it's going to be all right. I know you're stressed. Somebody's stressed, but it's going to be all right. I know you don't see how, but you don't have to worry about how. You just pick your foot up and set it down where God tells you to, and God's going to do the work. Faith is bridge work. Faith quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked. Somebody say praise the Lord. What you just witnessed is the reason why we need a drummer when we're singing together. Because we're fragmenting, our time fragments everywhere. That's not important. Because you and the partner you were singing with, you are exercising your faith and opening your mouth and saying, this is not just a song. And this is not just some workshop activity in the house of God. But God hears it. You don't think God hears it? God heard them when they said, we can't go in. God heard them when they said, we are like grasshoppers. God heard them when they said, those are giants and we can't take the promise of God. And they could not go in because of what they said with their mouth. But there were two in the army that stood up and said, we can, we can, we can, because God is able. How many Joshes and how many Calebs do we have in the house tonight? No, no, no. I understand. But how many real Joshuas? And how many real Calebs do we have? But I'll just guarantee you this. Those other 10 guys, ain't nobody in this house named after them. Euphanaz or whatever their names were. But Joshua and Caleb are icons of faith. So mamas and daddies name their babies after that because their testimony was a testimony of faith and it quenches all the fiery darts of the enemy. Praise God. Tyler, can you give us Isaiah 53 and 1? You're a good guy. Isaiah 53 and 1. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And we sing a song, whose report will you believe? And the response is, we shall believe the report of the Lord. But this question is full of implied power. Who shall believe our report? And to whom shall the arm of the Lord be revealed? These are synonymous terms because those who believe the report are the ones to whom the arm of the Lord is revealed. Those who believe God's report, they believe what God has said. To those is the power of God revealed. It's the same, one in the same. Praise God. You got to believe what God says. And you got to step out on what God says. And you got to embrace what God, and you got to say what God says. If your life is boiled up and knitted up and all bound up by negativity, you're just not going to walk where God has called you to walk. But you need to strap on your armor, and part of that is your shield of faith. And you need to say, I know what's going on in my mind. I've got darts zinging off my brain and fire starting in my head, but I'm the one that controls my mouth. I'm the one that controls my footsteps. I'm going to do and say what God has spoken. Somebody say praise the Lord. Living for God is not the absence of fear. Living for God is not the absence of doubt. Faith is not the absence of fear and doubt. Faith is what you do. You can be scared out of your wits and do the right thing, and it's an act of faith. Faith is not the vanquishing of every voice and the vanquishing of every enemy. Faith is what gets you over to the other side so that you can see the fulfillment of what God has set in motion. Somebody say praise the Lord. We exercise faith. We take up the shield of faith. And that shield of faith quenches all the fiery darts of the enemy. Somebody just turn to your neighbor and tell him, I will believe the report of the Lord. I'm going to believe what God says. I believe that God says, these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. I'm going to believe that tonight. I believe that God said, my God shall provide all your needs according to his riches in glory. I'm going to believe that tonight. When he says, if you believe, all things are possible to you, I'm going to believe that. Now, somebody ought to stand up in the middle of your trouble and the middle of your struggle right now, and you need to lay hold of the word of God in this house and say, I know what it looks like. I know what the enemy has said, but I got a promise from my Father. I've got a promise from my Jesus. It's going to be all right. Praise God. Now we're going to take just a moment for somebody to dance on the head of the enemy right now. Just have yourself a shout. God's going to make it happen. God's going to bring you through. God's going to answer that prayer. God's going to turn the enemy aside. God's going to do what he promised he would do. Well, praise God. Well, praise God. Well, praise God. Come on, is there a witness in the house? Has God ever called you to do something or be something that was beyond your reach, but you've already seen God in action and you know that he made it happen even though you don't understand how he did it all? God is good. God is faithful. God is able. Praise God. Praise God. Now, Lindsay, come on and help me. We're going to stop. This is too broad to deal with effectively tonight. We need to go into Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and we need to do exposition there for a while. And we're going to be there for a while. So we're gonna stop where we are tonight. And we're just going to rejoice in the presence of God here for a moment more. Why don't you just lift up your hands all over the house? Every voice, praise God. Now, while you're praying, I want somebody that you have a significant challenge before you right now. I want you to come on down to this altar. And in coming, I want you to say, I believe God's going to bring me out. I believe God's going to make it happen. I believe God. Here comes Sister Faith with a physical need. I want somebody that believes God, that God will move through you in healing, to come and stand with her and pray with her. Praise God. Praise God. Brother Cliff needs healing in his body right now. Somebody that believes God to lay your hands on him right now. Promise from my Jesus. Come on, you need God to move a mountain. Come on down to the altar. Don't ask him to move the mountain. Open your mouth and speak that. I'm gonna believe God is gonna move my mountain. Tell Jesus, God, I don't know how it's gonna happen, but I trust you. You're gonna make it happen. Come on, if you've got a significant need in your life, come on down close. If you've got to press your way through the crowd, come on. Hallelujah. It'll be all. I know. Come on, open your mouth and say what God has said. God's going to supply all my needs. God took stripes in his body and he's my healer tonight. God's my way maker. Just as sure as Israel walked out on dry ground, God is my way maker tonight. Hey, my God. Come on, Abraham and Sarah. They had a baby at 100 years of age. There's not a problem in your life God can't fix. Right.
I've got a promise from my Jesus.
Come on, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall run. They won't faint. Come on. tonight, let's give him praise. We magnify you. Hey, we praise you, Lord. Yes. God mighty. No, let's give him high praise. Come on. We believe in Jesus. Yes. God. Ah, mighty God. It is so good to be in the house of the Lord on a Sunday night. God is so very good to us. When you get up in the morning, check your armor. Make sure you got your headgear on and your breastplate of righteousness and the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith, having your loins girt with truth. Don't let anybody tell you anything other than that Jesus is God. Praise God. When everything is hitched up and in place, make your way out into the battlefield and take it to him. I believe God's raised up an army here, and I really do believe that you're well able to do whatever God needs you to do in your school or in your home or on your job. I really do believe that tonight. God bless you. Sister Dakota. Sam. I'm sorry. The Johnson family. Goes to Brother James and Sister Monty's church, and their home burned down. And we're gonna send them an offering, but I want you to just, we want to pray for them right now. I think they've just lost everything they have. And these are good apostolic people, have been in the church a long, long number of years with Brother Travis and Sister Dakota. Could we pray for them right now? The Johnson family lost everything in a fire. Mighty God, just touch them. You know their needs, oh God. You know exactly how to help them, oh God, and what to do in their lives. We pray you'd lead us and instruct us, God. Help us to be a strength to them and a blessing to them. God, we pray that you would just touch their hearts and let them know everything's going to be all right. God, just touch their minds and let them know that you're going to open up a door for them and everything's going to work out to their good according to the promise of God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. God bless you. Love and bless somebody before you leave the Lord's house tonight. So good to see you in the house.